I bring to you these words from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 through 11. It's on page 598, if you would like to read along with me. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we present to you now selections from On This Shining Night. A great way to whet our appetites, right? So thank you so much. We look forward to tonight, and bring all your friends as they will be truly blessed. So let's bow for a word of prayer. Gracious God, again, we come to you amazed in a sense of true wonder at this season in which we have the privilege of anticipating, waiting in hope as we look at the candles, three now lit. And we think about the days to come, perhaps days in which we might feel rushed. We might feel a sense of dread that our expectations may not be met. And so, God, help us to realize the privilege we have today to behold this day, to think of those in our world who would so truly love to be here, to hear this beautiful music, to be in this holy and majestic place. Lord, we think of those today that especially have courage, those who are fighting the fires in California, or those who are helping loved ones through an illness, or those who are fighting poverty and just want to have food for their family for Christmas. We thank you for the many angels around us, the ways in which we can reach out in this season and all through the year and provide hope and provide peace and bring joy in your name. So as we listen for the message that you would have us today hear, help us to open our soul to your love that is everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I want to ask you to think about, just for a couple minutes, what it is in your heart that you are hungry for. Now, a simple answer might be pancakes, right? That'll be most likely the next thing that you consume, and they are delicious. But I want you to go a little deeper into this season in which we think a lot about food and drink. What are you thirsty for? What is it that you want and that you crave in this world that we live in? Beautiful music, candlelight, a friend, someone who stands with you when you're struggling, someone who says, I'm there with you. I'm there to provide encouragement. I'm praying for you. The prophet Isaiah that we listened to his words this morning was speaking to people who had been living in exile for generations. They had almost forgotten what they were hungry and thirsty for. They had watched their freedom disappear, and they were living in a culture that they had to adapt to. We learned about Daniel, right? And his words to Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego. And we heard about Ezekiel, these prophets who so desired for people to hunger and thirst for God, the God who created them, the God who had brought them through this difficult time. And that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Sometimes that's difficult for us to accept. We know we've studied hard, we've observed, we've taken a lot in, and as we grow and mature, we think we've finally figured out how to live this life. And then something happens. A fire, a diagnosis, a divorce, an addiction, bankruptcy. The list can go on, right? Things in our life that take us off course, that break us. And we start to go down that road often of doubt and despair. What kind of God is this? What kind of world are we living in? It's the most wonderful time of the year, really? And we start to doubt. And fear overcomes us. Are we really excited for 2018? Or do we start to worry about what might happen? And God's thoughts and God, our Creator, becomes more and more distant from us. And we start to worship other things, right, in our life. Just like those living in Babylon in exile, they started to worship other gods. And so Isaiah is saying, come back. So this Christmas, as you think about these coming days, as we come together for the fourth Sunday of Advent, also Christmas Eve, I want you to think about, what are you hungry for? Is it more awareness of God, the Holy, in your life? Are you willing to not give up, but to hold on with that hope and that peace and that joy? It's no secret around here, if you've been here very long, that you know that I support a football team in Philadelphia. I've been a long-suffering fan. And this was our year. If you follow NFL football, you know that they have the dream quarterback, Carson Wentz. looks like Prince Harry, has a great personality, just that good old boy from North Dakota, and a great person of faith. So last Sunday, you may have heard that he tore his ACL and his season is over. So despair has fallen on the city of brotherly love. So when we have our screen, you'd be able to see, but I have to tell you, a billboard that is on I-95 that went up yesterday. And it's a picture of the backup quarterback whose name happens to be Nick. And it says, "Philly believes in you, Saint Nick." Philly believes in you. Out of the despair of Philadelphia, someone put up a billboard to bring hope and to back up the second guy who certainly is full of fear. So if the city of Philadelphia that boos Santa Claus, if they can have hope, can we as people of great faith also be bearers of that hope and that joy? May it be so. Amen.